The Golden Bough. A Study of Magic and Religion. By Sir James George Frazer. This audiobook was produced by Klaus-Dieter Mond, Rastatt, Germany and is published under the conditions of the Gutenberg Organization. Chapter 21. Tabooed Things. 10. Foods Tabooed. As might have been expected, the superstitions of the savage cluster thick about the subject of food. And he abstains from eating many animals and plants, are wholesome enough in themselves, which for one reason or another he fancies would prove dangerous or fatal to the eater. Examples of such abstinence are too familiar and far too numerous to quote. But if the ordinary man is thus deterred by superstitious fear from partaking of various foods, the restraints of this kind which are laid upon sacred or tabooed persons, such as kings and priests, are still more numerous and stringent. We have already seen that the Flamand Dealis was forbidden to eat or even name several plants and animals, and that the flesh diet of Egyptian kings was restricted to veal and goose. In antiquity many priests and many kings of barbarous peoples abstained wholly from a flesh diet. The gangers or fetish priests of the Lono coast are forbidden to eat or even see a variety of animals and fish, in consequence of which their flesh diet is extremely limited. Often they live only on herbs and roots, though they may drink fresh blood. The heir to the throne of Lono is forbidden from infancy to eat pork. From early childhood he is interdicted the use of the cola fruit in company. At puberty he is taught by a priest not to partake of fowls except such as he has himself killed and cooked. And so the number of taboos goes on increasing with his years. In Fernandopo the king after installation is forbidden to eat coco, aram acayul, deer, and porcupine, which are the ordinary foods of the people. The head chief of the Mossoi may eat nothing but milk, honey, and the roasted livers of goats. For if he partook of any other food he would lose his power of soothsaying and of compounding charms.